Welcome to the program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240, and thank you for making us part of your day here today as we talk with another one of our Marines and sailors all over the world as we get a chance to interview them. And we are honored today to speak from Afghanistan, to speak with Petty Officer 3, Jeffrey Casassa, is with us today. HM3 Casassa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Well, as you join us today, tell us where you are serving and with whom in Afghanistan.
Say that again, sir.
Who are you attached to in Afghanistan?
I'm with a team. It's an advisor team called 2215.
Mm-hmm. And,
it's a small team.
Okay. And you are in Sangin, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where in Afghanistan is that about?
Southern Afghanistan.
Okay, I think it's our first chance to interview somebody in that part. So we're glad to have you with us and talk to you about your role. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the Navy.
I'm a field corpsman, so pretty much like a medic, but we're vast and a lot of different areas of the medical.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much I just take care of my Marines, everything
okay.
from hygiene to trauma.
Right. How long have you been in the Navy now?
Going over 3.5 years.
Right. I understand that you are from this area. You're from New Bern. Is that right?
That is correct, sir.
So when did you graduate from high school? I assume that you went to New Bern High School?
Yes, sir, 2004.
Okay. And then did you go on to other schooling after that, or did you go right into?
No, sir, I jumped straight into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the old Navy motto that they had on TV, accelerate your life, I needed to do that.
Right.
So I enlisted in the Navy.
So tell us a little bit about why that about that decision. Again, you said to accelerate your life. So you've joined the Navy, and how long have you been in?
3.5 years, sir.
Okay, excellent. So what about that decision? I mean, you come out of high school, you go into the workforce, now you got family in the area here too, and you decide the Navy. What has has this proven to be a good decision for you?
Oh, absolutely, sir. I went from flipping burgers and kind of asked myself that question, where am I going to be in 10 years? And I really didn't like the answer. And I had a friend whose husband was in the Navy and also a corpsman. And so one night I called him up and asked him if it was worth it, and he was like, absolutely. I asked him what I should do. He was like, you get no more satisfaction out of your job than being a corpsman. So the next day I went and talked to the recruiter, and a year later, after my debt program, I was going off to boot camp.
There you go. Did you have any kind of, had you worked as an EMT or anything like that beforehand?
Not at all. So I had I had no interest in medical whatsoever. It's just kind of funny how it worked out. When I got to core school, started listening to what my instructor was saying, and I was like, this stuff's pretty interesting. And
I imagine you were surrounded, though, by some people that may have done that, may have been volunteers and other, or were a lot of people in the same boat?
Oh, absolutely. There was a bunch of people that were just first time ever thinking about medical. I mean, obviously you have your former EMTs and firemen and stuff like that, but for the most part, everybody was kind of fresh to it.
Well, now that you're 3.5 years in, is this something you want to continue on for a while? Or?
Absolutely. I actually love what I do.
Well, if you're asking yourself that same question about what would you want to be doing in 10 years, how would you answer that now?
Well, I really can't see myself doing anything else, sir. It's a great job to have. I get a lot of satisfaction out of what I do. And, I'm hoping to retire.
Excellent. Excellent. I know the Navy likes to hear that. Marine Corps likes to hear that. The folks that you take care of, I'm sure, like to hear that as well. And as we are getting into an area where we're starting to wind down, I know that our men and women who are still serving in that area have to still keep their heads up. I mean, this is a still important part of the mission and can be a dangerous part of the mission, and that's, imagine where you come in.
Absolutely, sir. I'm there to make sure everybody comes home alive and in one piece.
Very good. What do you find to be the most challenging part of this particular job and in this location? I'm going to guess right now that this is your first deployment, or have you been deployed before?
This is my first.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sir.
So what do you think has been the most challenging part so far?
Probably being away from family and trying to get into the everyday life of not having the things that you have at home.
Mm-hmm. I know that we have spoken to a number of Marines, whether at Camp Leatherneck or in RCT-6 and some other places, and it varies how much the contact they can have with home. I mean, compared to previous generations, there's been a great deal of contact. Have you been able to stay in touch with the home?
I sure have, sir. We actually have a phone here, and I try to call my parents and my family at least once or twice a week, depending on how much time I have, if whatever the schedule predicts.
Yeah. And now, did you grow up in a military family? Is your do you have any family with that history?
I did. Actually, I'm originally from California. My father was in VNGR 252. He was a C-130 mechanic, and he retired as a sergeant from the Marine Corps. And then my grandfather was a storekeeper in the Navy some years ago.
Now, I know that your father has been involved in law enforcement here in this area. Is that something that you would might consider in the future, or do you see this, as you said, retiring, staying in the corpsman side of the Navy?
I've actually considered it, and
I'll show you one.
My brother actually just became a police officer not too long ago.
Oh, absolutely.
So I guess it's in our blood. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's inevitable when I get out. Maybe that's exactly what I'll end up doing.
Yeah. Well, again, this is a great opportunity that you have there in the Marine, with those Marines and in the Navy. Has the Navy also afforded you some opportunities for some other training? You constantly, I would imagine, are training in that position.
Absolutely. I've done a number of different medical trainings, actually that have afforded me college credits.
Mm-hmm.
Without actually attending a formal classroom setting.
Yeah.
So, they've given me plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, I would imagine then you hope to take advantage of further opportunities and maybe work towards a college degree. Is that something you're thinking of?
Absolutely, sir. Once I get out, or even while I'm in, I plan on taking some classes and working up to it.
Yeah. When you have some downtime, what do you like to do even there on your deployment? Although I know downtime is scarce, but what do you like to do?
Normally, I just go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hang out with my Marines and my other fellow corpsmen.
Where are you stationed when you're back here in the States?
I'm actually stationed in Cherry Point.
Mm-hmm.
At the air base there, but I deployed from Camp Lejeune.
Right. So when you're back at Cherry Point, what do you like to do in your downtime?
I'm from New Bern, so it's like a 25-minute drive. Most of the time I just hang out at my house.
Yeah.
Play sports with friends, you know, kind of hang out with old friends, hang out with my brothers.
Okay, so that inevitably brings up the question about when you come back, as I imagine some home cooking would you'd be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with mama's cooking, right?
Right, right. So how long have you been on this deployment now?
Since November.
Since November, so you haven't been very long into it. Is this is this a scheduled 8-month, year deployment, or?
It's supposed to be a year.
Okay. All right. Well, then, as you get into it, and I'm sure that you're going to do well, we want to thank you for spending a little time with us today to tell us a little bit more about it. And also, I think it's encouraging for our folks to know that that we do have people like you that are looking out for the Marines there in Afghanistan and hoping to see that they all come home, as you said, in one piece. So we are grateful for the work that you're doing, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to you coming back when you do.
Hey, thanks a lot, sir.
All right, Petty Officer, that'll do it for us today. We appreciate it.